Thank you, sir.
All right. Hey, right now I want to go to Catherine Morrison. She's Vice President of Americans for Limited Government, former TV news anchor in New Mexico, elected official in Southern California, Capitol Hill Communications Director for Congressman Doug Lamborn. She also served as a spokesperson, are you ready, at the National Rifle Association, has a bachelor's degree in journalism, political science from Boston University, and a master's degree in public administration from Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government. She lives in Northern Virginia with her husband and son, and by the way, in her spare time, she enjoys reading books on American history, exploring museums, historical sites, and being on wonderful radio shows. Hey, Catherine, how are you?
Hi, good morning, Chuck. I'm doing great, thank you.
I had to throw that one in there. I know you just love getting the word out there. The big squeeze, Biden's inflation is costing families $2,100 a year. You say we're actually accumulating debt at a rate of over $2 million per minute. I don't think the average human being can add that up in their brain. $2 million a minute? Wow.
That's exactly right. Yes, Senator Rand Paul took to the Senate floor last week to decry all these massive spending bills, and he broke it down into very simple terms. He said, look, we are accumulating debt at the rate of over $2 million per minute. Like, that's just our brains, like you just said, we really can't even fathom what that is, that kind of spending. But that's what we're doing right now.
I wonder, you know, do they go to school, these Congress critters, so that large figures like that, they can squeeze it into their brain easier than we can, you know? It's like you have three eyes or something and able to digest more, unfortunately. And, you know, I'm telling you, it's everything's out of whack. You mentioned here about, let me see if I can find this, besides, you know, all this COVID lockdowns and what they're doing to it, you said over the past couple of months, okay, Allison, wife, mother, toddler, teenager in Chicago, told the New York Post that she's spending about $50 more each week on groceries to feed her family. And that is at a discount supermarket chain. It's everything's going up, 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 right?
Everything is going up. So what's mostly driving the inflation rate is fuel and cars. And some of the reason why car prices were up, it has to do with the supply chain problems. So those are driving a lot of these costs. And so you'll have some economists, mostly on the left, and some people at the Federal Reserve are saying, don't worry, this is transitory. Once the supply chain issues get worked out and the labor market, you know, go back to normal, these inflation numbers are going to come down. But other economists are saying, no, these inflation numbers look like they're going to be with us for a while, because another measure of inflation, which takes out the fuel costs, and it looks at just things more like it takes out actually groceries and fuel costs, because those two tend to be quite volatile. It looks at more your everyday spending, things you buy at the mall or at Walmart or Target. Mm-hmm. Those costs have also gone up 4%. So even when you factor out the more volatile elements of you know, the prices, your core goods are still costing people more. And nobody needs to read from an economist or read the Wall Street Journal to know this. I mean, you know it when you go shopping each week, yeah. Like this woman, Allison. We all live on relative budgets, and we recognize things are costing more.
You know, in your report where you quote the Wall Street Journal, I'm going to read it to the listeners, but before I do, I want you to keep in mind, you know, that remember that, you know, Biden, whenever he was running for president, how he told you, I will never, ever, ever mandate that you have to get a shot or wear a mask. Okay, remember that? And then remember Hillary and her big thing that she did right in front of all the cold people when she was sitting around at a kitchen table in a cabin, I think, or something, and about how she'd love to close all the coal mines. Well, the Wall Street Journal, in this report from Catherine, reported on the skyrocketing energy costs last week. Crude oil has risen 64% this year to a seven-year high. You see, they hate fossil fuel, okay? Everything's got to be, you know, solar, right? Yes. So now crude oil is at a seven-year high. Natural gas prices roughly doubled over the past 6 months to a seven-year high. Remember how, like, Texas and the Permian Basin, how all of a sudden everybody had a job and everything was wonderful and we were independent, energy-free? No more, because now the gas prices roughly doubled over the past 6 months to a seven-year high. Heating oil has risen 68% this year, and I don't even think we're just barely getting into winter, aren't we? So prices at the pump, yeah. I mean, you have over $3 a gallon. I think out here it's right on the edge of almost being $5 a gallon. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's insane, and I actually did go back to the Wall Street Journal this morning to see if they had any new updated information on what's happening with inflation. And now they're saying that the winter could be enormous heating bills for families. These are going to be some of the biggest bills that we have seen. Like, it's a 30% average increase is what the Energy Information Administration is projecting. So, you know, I think the squeeze on people's wallets is not going away anytime soon. In fact, it could be getting worse in these coming months.
Wow. It seems like everything is getting worse under this administration. Am I over-exaggerating on that?
No, you're not over-exaggerating. And just a slightly, you know, related story, I did some stories this past week on Biden's approval numbers and the polls, and he is at historic lows. And what's really happening when I dug into the numbers is sort of across the board, his numbers are very, very low. But the biggest change has been with independent voters. Independent voters have really moved off of Biden. And so now the really only people who are giving him any kind of approval or a positive assessment are those hardcore Democrats, you know, those 20 to 30% that no matter what he does, they're going to love him. But, you know, your middle-of-the-road independent voters in the most recent polls have really moved away, and they're very close to what conservatives are saying. I mean, it's really what we're all just experiencing. It's the reality of our daily lives. Gas is costing more.
Yeah. And with the Biden polls being so drastically low, you think about this, listener. I mean, they have the I hate Trump syndrome. You know, I mean, it's worse than COVID-19, okay? I mean, and it's so obvious, the I hate Trump. Even with that I hate Trump syndrome, look how low Biden's ratings are. They shouldn't be that low. Are people all of a sudden saying, well, you know, maybe it was going a little bit smoother, you know, when Trump was president. Maybe he did have the right idea about this and that, and maybe we should put the wall up. You know, I mean, I'm telling you, Catherine, almost every day I start thinking, wow, it's almost like, what can we do to destroy the greatest country in the world? What can we do to just really make it crappy, you know?
No, that does seem to be how they approach their job each day in this administration. But here's a good thing, Chuck. So far, the Republicans and conservatives on Capitol Hill have been able to stop the Schumer-Pelosi team from passing their $3.5 trillion reconciliation spending bill. So
Free money, and
we've also stopped their smaller infrastructure bill, which has a little more legitimacy because it's for actual, you know, roads and bridges, whereas that second massive bill is complete, you know, socialist spending. It's communist Marxism, you know, transform America type stuff. But we've been able to stop both of those bills. So if we can just keep pressure up on our members of Congress, our senators, and tell them, you know, don't pass these bills, we will at least be able to, you know, prevent some further damage. I mean, he's already doing enough damage in the short term with all this inflation, but if he were to get those two spending bills passed, Biden and the Democrats, they would actually do what they're promising, that those bills would fundamentally transform America.
All right. Hold it right there, Catherine. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back. And more from Catherine Morrison, Vice President of Americans for Limited Government. And you know what their website is? Oh, it's so hard to forget, really. It's DailyTorch.com. You know, when I talked to Manning and those other people, yeah, very clever. DailyTorch.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk, facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, with Catherine Morrison, Vice President of Americans for Limited Government, and it's DailyTorch.com. You know, it's so easy. It's kind of funny in a way. You know, you look at socialism and what it is, and basically, you know, that's what the Democrats are promising. You know, it's sort of like the worm on the end of the line there, you know. Come on, you fish, get in here. Free college, free cars, free cell phones. Everything's free. You don't have to work anymore. Don't worry. People will be doing the job for you, I guess, right? Yes. And Venezuela, you know, look at what's going on over there. I mean, it's unbelievable how these people don't wake up, Catherine.
Well, you're right, and I'm going to sort of paraphrase what I heard Senator Rand Paul say last week on the Senate floor when he was talking about Biden's spending bills. He tried to compare it to, you know, how we would react in real life. If someone were to come up to you, Chuck, and say, here's $1,000. All you have to do is sign this. You would immediately sort of recoil, and you might say, this sounds like a scam. Like someone's trying to rip me off here. But this is the exact sort of bait and switch that Democrats are doing with our money in Congress. So the Democrats are out there telling everyone, we're going to give you free college, free cars, free cell phones, free this, free that. Don't worry, everything in life is free. It's all good. You won't even have to work anymore. You immediately instinctively know, this doesn't make sense. How is this even possible? But that is exactly what the AOC wing of the Democrat Party is attempting to do. They're trying to sell America on just everyone gets free stuff. And we know, Chuck, that that's not possible. That's not how life works. So, you know, we have to fight these spending bills.
Yeah, you know, and the indoctrination, you know, in our schools started a long, long time. And, you know, they knew they couldn't beat us, you know, with weapons or whatever, but they could do it from within. And you got to give them credit. They were patient, and it's really paying off. And, I mean, just the way schools are out of control, you know, and everything. And then they're thankful, you know, that COVID came along so they could get rid of the orange man. I mean, it's like one giant plan, and it's working out. And whenever you see signs, you know, at protests, socialism is the answer, you know that the indoctrination worked.
Right. Well, it's just terrible what they're trying to do. Is they're trying to destroy our country with these massive spending bills. And to get around full circle to what we started talking about at the beginning of this segment is all of this spending. You have three places, right, where you can get money. You can borrow more from foreign countries. You can tax your people for it. Or the third way, which is what we have been doing most recently, is you simply print the money. So the Federal Reserve prints the money. They increase the money supply. And suddenly, money becomes less valuable. That's called inflation. Yeah. That's what's happening around the country. And people are feeling it in their wallet.
You know, the fourth one, when you're younger, to get the money is from mom and dad.
Left
that one out there. Hey, a real quick question here. It has nothing to do with anything except for the fact that you like exploring museums and historical sites and the fact that you were in New Mexico for a long time. And I'm sure you visited the Carlsbad Caverns, right?
No, that is the one place I never got to.
People, I'm telling you right now, it's one of God's miracles, okay? I'm telling you right now. I've just been talking to people out here in California recently that are talking about, well, we're going to, and I said, go to the Carlsbad Caverns. That's just a little hole in the ground. No, it isn't. No. So, hey, listen, that's it. All out of time. I really appreciate it, Catherine, and we'll do it again, all right?
Thank you, Chuck. Have a good day.
You too. Catherine Mortensen, Mortensen, Vice President, Americans for Limited Government. And remember that website. It's DailyTorch.com. Leo Homan is next.